Travelers flying JetBlue from Logan Airport to Aruba in the next few months can use their face as their boarding pass. The airline is testing software that uses a biometric scan of a passenger's face at the gate. JetBlue says it's about convenience, but for the federal government, it's also about security. For Bostonomics, WBUR's business and tech team, here's reporter Asma Khalid.
Travelers at Logan's Terminal C surf their phones and drink coffee, waiting to board their flight to Aruba, when suddenly a JetBlue agent comes on the loudspeaker with an announcement.
Today we do have a unique way of boarding.
This is the first trial between an airline and Customs and Border Protection to use facial recognition in place of boarding passes. JetBlue's VP of Customer Experience, Joanna Garrity, explains what that means.
The practical side of that is you will not need to show a boarding pass and you will not need to take your passport out when you board a flight at the gate.
Because your face is essentially your boarding pass. Passengers line up as if they're going through the normal boarding process, but instead of showing their ticket as they're about to get onto the jet bridge, they step up to a camera. It's about the size of a shoebox on a stand. Michelle Moynihan from Cape Cod is flying to Aruba for a wedding and says this tech would make her life a lot easier.
Typically when I travel, I have my three kids with me, and I travel alone with them. They're all under age 10. So flipping through multiple boarding passes on my phone, making sure I have all the kids, all the backpacks, all the suitcases, can be cumbersome and frustrating.
Moynihan steps up to the camera. It takes her photo and she gets a check mark, saying she's good to go. This whole process takes about 5 to 6 seconds. Sean Farrell explains how it all works. He's with CETA, the company running this technology. CETA provides a lot of the IT infrastructure at airports, like the customs kiosks you might see when you re-enter the country.
We're basically capturing that picture at the boarding gate, providing it to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. They're identifying the traveler. It's actually the U.S. government that's implementing the biometric matching system that does all of the hard analysis and crunching of the data.
JetBlue is pitching this idea of facial recognition as a matter of convenience. It's voluntary, but it's more complicated. It's also part of a broader push by Customs and Border Protection.
And this is really, a trial to prove a way of doing biometric exit as part of the airline boarding process.
A biometric exit system. That's the plan to track non-U.S. citizens using their faces or their fingerprints. It's been a congressional mandate for years, and it's a priority for the Trump administration to improve border security and identify people who've overstayed their visas. There was a lot of talk about a biometric exit system after 9/11, but the technology and computing power just wasn't good enough. Now, facial recognition experts say we've reached a point where the algorithms are more accurate. And Sean Farrell with CETA sees a future not too far off where our faces could be our IDs.
The end game is that, in a few years' time, you'll be able to go through the airport basically just using your face. If you have bags to drop off, you'll better use a self-service system and just have your face captured and matched. You'll then go to security, the same thing. And then you go to the boarding gate and again just use your biometric.
That's a future that worries some people, like Cade Crockford with the ACLU of Massachusetts.
You can change your name. People do it all the time when they get married. You can change your social security number if it's stolen. It is not easy to change your fingerprint or your face. And the federal government, for that reason, is dedicated to collecting biometrics on hundreds of millions of people, not just here in the United States, but all over the world.
Crockford says biometrics are a powerful tool of government control, and people don't know how customs might share that data with local police. Customs and Border Protection insists it will discard the photos taken of U.S. citizens and only keep a database of non-U.S. citizens. Back at Logan Airport, Jamie Quezada feels totally comfortable sharing her face instead of a barcode.
Even your cell phone recognizes selfies and recognizes faces. So I'm used to that technology already. And I'm not concerned about privacy because I'm a firm believer. If you're not hiring anything, you shouldn't be afraid of anything.
Logan is not the only experiment. Customs and Border Protection has been piloting similar biometric tests at airports in Atlanta, New York, and the D.C. area. The goal is to deploy facial recognition tech widely by early next year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.